Thank you for calling Troy Vincent Jewelers. If you would like to speak to a representative, please press 5.
Troy Vincent Jewelers, can I help you?
Hey, buddy. Scott, RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Oh, man. How's it going?
I'm hoping we send more of our weather your way so I don't have to look at it.
Well, I don't want it.
I know you do.
We've already had our share of it. We don't need no more.
Okay. I'll bring my weather back home. I appreciate that.
It's not my fault you live up in that cold shit.
57 years of it. You know, I get calls from all over. They're like, you okay? You okay? I'm like, it was just another winter storm.
Right. You know, y'all it was,
My daughter called me this past, I think Monday. She calls me from her car. I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, I'm sitting here. I got pulled over by North Carolina State Trooper because I'm driving in the snow. I go, well, how much snow you got? She goes, 4 inches. I'm like, what? She goes, the town closed the roads.
Yeah.
I said, did you hand him your New York State driver's license and tell him that's not even a dusting? She starts laughing. She goes, yeah, he's got my license now. So it was funny. I damn near died. I was like, oh, my God, 4 inches. And she drives a big old Yukon, you know. I'm like, oh, my.
Right.
So funny. Yeah. Oh, it was hysterical.
Yeah.
But,
down here, 4 inches will shut everything down.
Well, look at what happened in Memphis. It shut FedEx down for a week.
Yep. We were shut down. We were closed Saturday. Of course, we're always closed Sunday and Monday, and then we were closed Tuesday, and we reopened on Wednesday afternoon, like at noon on Wednesday. Because the deal is in my town, all the main roads were clear, but not a single one of my employees, me included, live in town.
Right.
We all live in the rural outskirts area. The closest person to us drive time-wise is 15 to 20 minutes, so... You know, I had to take into consideration that a lot of the subdivisions and rural roads were still ice, you know, for us. So it was just one of those things that we just had to shut down because we couldn't, I wasn't going to chance. I got out Tuesday. I've got a 130-foot long driveway that's at about a 20, maybe a 25-degree incline.
Oh.
So I literally had, my wife and I got out there with shovels and scrapers. And we had to scrape half the driveway clean just so I can get two tires on the road to get traction to get up out of the driveway. And then the roads themselves were ice and snow for almost 5 days.
Wow. I've been driving in that since I was 16, 41 years. So it's like, okay, it's not a big deal.
Well, driving,
but you guys,
driving,
I get it.
Yeah, but no, but for me, I'm not stupid. I understand. You don't slam on your brakes and that type of stuff. You don't gun the gas and that kind of stuff. You just ease through it.
Right.
You know, you don't
easy on the brake, easy when you steer into the freaking slide.
You don't get stupid, basically, you know. But people around here don't get that, you know. I grew up in Texas. We only see this shit once a year, if that.
Right.
You know. So, but common sense tells you. And here's the problem.
You know where you're going.
There's no common sense.
Right.
But anyway.
I don't mean to laugh, but you're right. You nailed it. So.
Yeah.
And we still have that here with people, too. So it's.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, we drive down the expressway and you see people in the ditch and you just shake your head and keep driving.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, bud. I'm just checking in, making sure things are good.
Everything's fine. But right now, end of this time of year, I mean, great. February's a Valentine's Day, but it's not usually a big diamond selling time.
Right.
I don't know how – I know you sell lab-growns, but I don't know how you're keeping the natural diamond market going. I can't sell a natural diamond to save my ass.
I'm going to be honest with you. We're seeing the comeback.
Are we?
A little bit. I'm seeing, we ended last year with 60% of our calls were lab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know it. You got to sell a ton more to get back to the number you were at. It's more profitable, but, you know, when you're making $100 instead of $1,000, you kind of shake your head.
Right.
January,
but you sell,
I was out.
You sell 10 of those to
one, right.
Yeah.
So January, I was out for 2 weeks. I had some surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back, and I was worried. You know, you're always worried your numbers are going to fade because you want to hear a person take looking at December-type numbers. I sold a big pair of studs, 2 big diamonds, naturals.
Right.
So now I got to follow up with those customers, all right? You get the search. Yeah, we got the search. Tell me about the sale. Tell me what's going on.
Right.
I'm like, well, you know, you get these guys in their 40s that aren't the young kids that realize mm-hmm. that you buy that lab, and you walk out the store with a $3,000 2-carat ring that's stunning, beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Goes, but it ain't worth the dime.
Yeah, it's no resale, yeah.
So, you know, the older gentlemen and older people are seeing that a little bit more than the younger people, and I get it. My daughter's, you know, 24 years old. She wants a 3-carat friggin' lab marquee because, you know, Selena Gomez got one last year. And I'm like, okay. You know, but what's it going to be worth? I'll give you grandma's ring. It's a 0.5-carat that's going to be worth more than that diamond all day.
Right. You know, I'll tell you the demographics here. It's just kind of interesting. This has held true for a while. I can get the 18 to 30-year-old, roughly, that come in asking for the lab grooms. Okay? And then you'll get the 30 to 45-year-olds that do come in looking for the naturals for the most part until they hear the prices.
Right.
And then they'll flip to lab grown. And then I get the customers that are in there, you know, from the 50s to 60-year-old and older that are going through their second or third marriages. And they look at the prices of the naturals because they hadn't shopped in a while, you know. And they stroke out. Then they turn around and go to the lab grown and go, yeah, it's a natural, it's a diamond. And I ain't going to worry about the resale. I'll let my kids deal with that.
Right. No, I got you.
You
well,
know, and that's
the
mentality. That's the mentality of most things, you know.
I see it. Let me throw something at you because obviously, you know, we're still doing free overnight shipping. I'll FedEx it to you. You can have it for tomorrow. The thing that's cool is we do that lifetime trade up. I don't know how much you know about it. But I'm going to give you a for instance, and then we're going to talk about a diamond you bought from me. So last week, one of my customers called, really nice lady, Susie. I've been dealing with her, oh, I don't know, 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Scott, you still do that trade-up? I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, I'm a little worried. I go, what do you mean you're a little worried? She goes, well, 2021, I bought a 90-point round HVS2 from you, and it was, you know, $3,600. I'm like, okay. She goes, you know, can you do me a favor? Punch that diamond into your computer and tell me what it would be now. I pull it up. It's a $2,000 diamond today because prices are down, which is great.
Right. Right.
She goes, well, you know, trade him. You're only going to give me $2,000, right? I go, no, Susan, we're going to give you the $3,600 you paid for. You got to spend $1 more as long as you still have the original cert. Mm-hmm. We swapped it out for. We took that diamond back. You know, that's a $2,000 diamond now. But we made the sale. It's something he always does. I'm looking at my last purchase with you. It was a 51-point round GSI-1 GIA back in 12/4/2021.
Right.
You paid $1,262.25 for that diamond.
Okay.
Today's wholesale price on that diamond? Take a guess.
With it down a little bit, I'd say it's probably closer to around $800.
$739,
yeah.
Now, if you just so happen to have that diamond or your customer walks back in, I'm still going to give you $1,262.25 for it.
Wow.
So it's huge. And the things we're doing different on top of the free shipping and on top of the lifetime trade, this past year we added gem print. You know what gem print is?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
It's a light performance certificate that comes with the diamond. They put it in a machine. Yeah. And not only does it give you the light performance, but it takes a digital picture of that diamond.
Right.
Once you sell one, you go to our site, register for free, and you register each diamond. When you register that diamond, they're going to get the certificate, which they can take to their insurance company for a 10% discount, and they hold on to it, or even if they lose it, it's still in the cloud. We still have it. If they walk in the mall and one of the jewelry stores says, hey, let me clean your ring, and they let them clean it and feel like, oh, my God, they maybe switched my diamond, now you got a digital cybersecurity photo of that diamond that you can go back on.
Right.
And we're doing that for free. If you go to GemPrint, you log on, they're like, okay, we need $100 to register your company and then $15 for a certificate.
Right.
So we're doing that now as well. So you know, with diamond prices being down, if I can help you in any way, shape, or form, or if you have any of the diamonds that I sold you back in the day, 4 years ago, 5 years
right.
ago, we go back to 2014 when I started with you guys.
Right.
I'm going to give you what you paid for it, which nobody
okay.
else does. It's just right. peace of mind for you.
Sure. Sure.
You know, and our boss is like, I want you to tell everybody. I'm like, everybody knows. He goes, not everybody knows.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, right. if I can help in that aspect, let me know. And for you,
okay.
it's an added value for the customer. They may have seen a diamond sure. a couple of dollars cheaper somewhere else, but you can say, well, this comes with a gem print idea. Well, what's that? Peace of mind.
Right. Exactly.
So, but yeah. I'm seeing,
okay.
like I said, January bounce back. Hopefully we see that trend. I'd love to get back to the flip of that, 40% lab, 60%
right.
natural. And I see it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. I didn't know for sure that's how that worked. So cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. So right. Let me know if I can
yeah,
help. If
I will.
Not, we'll catch you in a week or two and we'll go again.
Sounds good, bud. I appreciate
you.
You
got it. Appreciate you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.